This chazor is echnish b'chikas l'shagav v'miyuhudim m'sechti yivom esdaf chav hey. Zakhtim, our Mishnah says if someone divorces his wife based on a rumor that she was mezana, he may not remarry her. If he divorced her based on a neder, he may also not remarry her. Rabbi Barhuna asked if he did remarry her, do we make them get divorced? So Rabbi Bar Nachman answered, the Mishnah says if a man was rumored to be mezana with a married woman, and they, meaning Bezdin, make her get divorced based on this rumor, he may not remarry her, and if he does, we force him to divorce. Presumably the same would be true here as well. Rabbi Barhuna asked, the case is very different, because in this last case, Bezdin made them divorce. But in the earlier quoted Mishnah, the husband himself decided to divorce her. Rabbi Nachman didn't have this difficulty, because his version of our Mishnah said, and he divorced her as well, meaning that it wasn't Bezdin who made him do so. In fact, another difference between the cases is that in the earlier quoted Mishnah, it's the husband who is looking to remarry her. In our Mishnah, it's the adulterer who was looking to marry her. But it says, ultimately, they're both Xeris Drabonon, and just like they say that she should not get married, and if she does, and if he should not get married to her, and if he does, they have to get divorced. So to here, when they say they may not remarry, if they do, they would have to get divorced. In truth, the cases are different, because when the adulterer marries her, it strengthens the original rumors, but whereas when the husband remarries her, it weakens the original rumors, because it means that obviously he checked into it and felt that they were not reliable rumors. Zok the Mishnah, if a messenger comes with a get from Medina Sayyam, from Chutz La'aretz, and says, Befanenechta, Fanenechtam, which is required to validate a get when it comes from Chutz La'aretz, he may not marry this woman, because we're relying on him. If someone testifies that a man died, or that he says he himself killed a certain man, or that he says he and others killed a certain man, he may not then marry this dead man's wife. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he says that he himself killed him, he may not marry her, but if he says that he and others killed him, Pashup Shat in the Mishnah, then he is allowed to marry that woman. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to suggest that he may not marry her in the first case, because we're relying on his words to validate the get. However, if he brings a get from Eretz Yisrael where he doesn't have to say, and we wouldn't be relying on his words, he would be allowed to marry this woman. Mara says, the case of where he testifies that the husband has died, we don't rely on him, because we say that it's the woman who goes ahead and checks to make sure that the edus is really true, and yet we don't allow him to marry her. So how can we allow him to marry her in the case of where he brings a get from Eretz Yisrael? Mara says, in that case, his testimony was relied on to some extent. There's no written document backing up what he says that the husband died. In the case of the get, where he need not say anything in order for there to be a get, a written get that says what's happening, and therefore we're not really relying on him as much, and that's why he may marry her. Mishnah said, Meis haraktiv haragnuhu. In fact, the Mishnah seems to say that he may not marry her, but another man may marry her based on the testimony. However, Rav Yosef said, if one makes himself into a Rasha with his testimony, Rav Yosef's case where he says that he and another man were mezana with each other, we don't believe the testimony. If so, how do we believe him over here when he says that he killed the husband? How do we believe him even for someone else? Because he's making himself a Rasha by saying he's a murderer. We can't say that the Rabbanim were more makel with regard to testimony for a woman regarding the death of her husband, even though which we normally are more makel in that case, because Rav Nasha says that when it comes to a psul deraisa like this, we would not be more makel. So do we have to say that Rav Nasha only holds like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah? Rav says Rav Nasha would answer that he can hold like the Rabbanan. The reason his testimony is believed is because like Rava says that a person is not believed regarding testimony he says about himself, and therefore we don't believe the part of the testimony in which he makes himself the Rasha. We only believe the part that the husband's dead. We don't believe the part that says when he says that he's the one who killed him. In fact, maybe we have to say that Rav Yosef can only follow Rabbi Yehuda. Rav says Rav Yosef would say that he can even follow the Rabbanon, and he would argue with Rav Nasha and would say that the Rabbanon were more makel in the case of in the case regarding testimony of the death of a man for the purposes of the wife. Mishnah said haraktiv v'chulu. In fact, why is Rabbi Yehuda not allow him to marry her if he said he killed him, if he himself killed the husband, but he allows him if he says that he and others killed the husband? Rabbi Yehuda explains, in this second case, he says, I was with the people who killed him. He wasn't saying that he was involved in the killing. We find this answer in a braisa as well. Zakt, the next Mishnah, the Chacham who said a woman is usher to her husband with a neder by not being matir a neder, which causes the husband to divorce her, may not then go ahead and marry that woman. However, if a girl does mir or chalitza in front of a Chacham, he is allowed to marry her because he's part of a bezdin, and bezdin were not choishish this type of chash that they did it so that one of them can marry her. Zakt the Gemara, this Mishnah seems to suggest that if a Chacham is matir neder and allows the wife to the husband, and then the husband then divorced her, he would be allowed to marry this woman. Now, for example, since we learned that a bezin of three, you need a bezin of three in order to be matan neder, it should be obvious based on the second part of the Mishnah that when you have a bezin, we're not choysher. So what's the chiddush over here? The Mara said we learned that an expert may even be matan neder by himself. Based on that, the chiddush is that even though he himself was matan neder, but if it's he is matan her back to her husband and her husband divorced her, he would be allowed to marry this woman. Mishnah said miyana oisha cholta v'chul. Zok Mara, the Mishnah seems to allow this only because it's done in front of three. It seems to say that if it was done in front of two, he would not be allowed to marry her. In fact, Mara Mishnah says that if one of the witnesses who signed the get may marry the woman, we see that even if there are only two people involved, we're not concerned, we don't have a chashad. The Gemara says, the Mishnah is teaching a different din, that Mia may only be done in front of a bezin of three people. Two people is not enough. In fact, if he did marry her, although he wasn't supposed to, any of these people we said are not allowed to, do we make them get divorced or not? As Rav Kahana said, they do have to get divorced. Rashi said, they are not forced to divorce. Rabban Yisrael Rashi, is your psak based on logic, or is it based on a tradition? He answered, there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if one marries a Geyeris after he had been rumored to be Mizana with her when she was still a guy, we don't force him to get divorced, even though he was not allowed to marry her. We see that we don't force divorce based on a rumor. The same would be in our case as well.